Because back in the day, if you had a phone that had the snake game, it was a win. Like, that was it. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I hope you are doing well. I have been good. My cheeks hurt because I was with my family over the weekend and I could not stop laughing for the life of me. Even sitting here recording this, I'm still smiling. It was that fun. So I've been good. I hope you've been as well. Anywho, this week we are speaking about dreaming big versus having realistic goals. I'm not for one over the other. I think there is a beautiful gray area. So let's start at the beginning before we circle back to anything. The reason I've decided to even make this episode is because over the last few weeks, I've been trying to get my routines under control and I've been adjusting them, if not daily, at least weekly. My dog just came to visit and now she's politely leaving. Goodbye. I apologize. I'm gonna leave this in there just for the fun of it because this is life. We sometimes just need to readjust things, rework things, have interruptions that cause us to realign, which was what last week's episode was about, course correcting. So for me, readjusting my routine every week because of things that happened the previous week has been the biggest blessing. But another thing I kind of needed to do, aside from nailing down my routines, was getting my goals in order. So you might be wondering why being not clear on goals can lead to problems in my routine. But allow me to take you down this rabbit hole that my mind is and how it functions when faced with things that don't go the way you plan. So doing a routine for the simple sake of doing a routine helps no one. I have been trying to get into a routine for a while, and since leaving my job, or rather the job ending, I've been trying to get a proper routine going, and one thing I've recently discovered was the savers method. So I mentioned this in last week's episode, I'll have it linked below. But the savers method is something that helped me see that I don't see a clear vision for my future. And sitting in the morning and envisioning myself ticking off my to-do list for the day is great. It gives me motivation, but it's not good for the overall thing I'm trying to achieve in life, which is problematic because I don't know what that thing is. Doing something and not knowing the end goal or not having a clear end goal makes things murky, which is why I need to find what my goals are and how I want to achieve them so I can incorporate them into my daily habits and routines. So this episode is not about manifesting. It's not about setting your goals. We did this earlier in the year and you can check those episodes linked below because there are multiple. If you've been following me since then, you've already done your homework. You can get that out and then we can continue. If you haven't done it, it's okay. The basic summary is that you need to have an overall vision for your life and then kind of reverse the process and figure out what you need to start doing now in order to get there by when you wanted to get there. And seeing what you want for your future is great because when you reverse that process and break it down, you can make it extremely achievable simply because you are making such tiny steps towards it, it's almost inevitable that you'll get there. But sometimes we need to be a little bit delusional and dream a bit bigger. And I'm not going to say it for the people in the back. I'm just going to say you heard that right. Having realistic goals is great, but why not just dream bigger? Like, just a little bit. People used to think we could never reach another continent without months of travel at sea. Now, you hop on a plane and you're there within a day or two. We have ways and means of doing things, and this is the beauty of ingenuity in our lives right now, because even though it may not be available in this instant, There's probably someone working on it, and we might just have it in our foreseeable future. Like, we could live long enough to see that happen. And that is incredible, because what we don't know will be a vital thing for us to have, is something vital that we need to have. I love to compare phones, because back in the day, if you had a phone that had the snake game, it was a win. Like, that was it. Now you need to have a phone that has Bluetooth, that has this, that has that, that has all the things. And it's just a lot. But before I go off on a tangent, technology is amazing. And as great and as fantastical as it is, we do sometimes need to come down to earth. And yes, being a little Delulu and dreaming big is great, but there needs to be some realistic understanding of possibilities. By this, I mean you need to understand what is actually possible. Like being a millionaire, that is 100% possible by simply just winning the lotto. However, meeting an alien is a bit harder to pull off. If you're playing The Sims, that's fine. But in reality, in the real world, not possible. And this is exactly what I mean. For some people, it seems impossible to be a millionaire, especially if maybe you're bad with money, you live paycheck to paycheck, you have a lot of debt. It can seem as big as meeting an alien, okay? And no offense to ET, but I'd rather hedge my bets towards the making a million, even if you're bad with money, versus meeting an alien. That's just because the realities are actually there. So, this is what I mean when I say, dream big, but have realistic goals, okay? Being a millionaire or even a billionaire is possible, but aliens, not so much. And I just say that as an extreme example to show you what is the baseline for this. And when it comes to having realistic goals, having steps that you can actually achieve that gets you a step closer every single day is key. Like the millionaire example, if you want to make $1 million, find a side hustle that won't interfere with your life. Make small amounts from that consistently, and eventually you'll get there. Doing that for every single dream you have might just inspire you to dream bigger, because if you can make a little bit of money on the side and maybe even pay off some of your debt, you can be like, oh, this side hustle is bringing in me X amount. If I keep bringing in that little bit of money and I'm using it to pay off my debt, eventually my debt will be clear. Meaning, instead of working from a negative number, I'm actually at ground zero and I can actually start making a profit off this money. What can I do with it then? Can I invest it? Can I take my side hustle to maybe someone else and pay them to do it and be able to have them use it as a full-time job? But that means it's like a full-time income without all the effort on my part. Small things like this is just tangible steps in reaching your dreams. It's not something fantastical, but it is possible, but it seems impossible. And that is exactly what I mean. Just because it seems impossible to you doesn't mean it is. And dreaming big is always something I will advocate for, because life has a funny way of giving you things, even if you didn't intend for them to happen. I feel like I'm going in circles, so I'm going to try and focus from now on. The one thing I do find funny, as I just mentioned, like things happening when you least expect it or in a roundabout way, is that people put things on their dream boards or vision boards or whatever, or even just write down random goals, and two things happen. Either they completely forget about having this thing wherever they put it and it still happens, as I mean, they don't take any active step towards it but it still happens, or they actually achieve the goal faster than what they had estimated the time period to be, or in a much easier way than they thought it would be achieved. Like, they're overcomplicated and all sorts of things, and they're just like, huh, that was actually quite easy to achieve. I don't know why I was, you know, so crazy about it. And that's the thing. Dream big, start small. You can only get somewhere if you actually take steps towards it. If you don't, it's never gonna happen. And I think I mentioned the analogy in last week's episode where the journey of 10,000 steps begins with the first one. Because standing still and using a pair of binoculars to look at your goal is great. It should motivate you to want to take steps. But not physically moving at all is not going to get you anywhere. You need to move. You need to do something. And I actually like the song of the week because it's got a very good line in it. So the song of this week is called It's On by Superchick. It's a fairly old song, I'm not even gonna lie. But it is one of the most iconic songs associated with the Bring It On franchise of cheerleading movies. And I absolutely love it. But the reason I chose it for this week was the lyrics. Because it actually does put into perspective what you are trying to achieve. So the specific lyrics I'm speaking about says, "And the view will never change unless you decide to change it. Don't feel like it today, just show up anyway." How does that not hit deep? Like, I just want to get up and like move. Is it just me, or did that actually resonate? Or am I just reading it funny? Like, when you sit with lyrics, sometimes they are better than the song, or they feel more. The lyrics of the song is just like that, where you can take it apart and just be like, you know what? Maybe. And if you don't care about lyrics, the beat is good enough. You don't need anything else. So yeah, that is the vibe. That is this week. That is this ramble. I feel like I rambled, but hopefully I made sense. Dream big. Do it. Go for it. And don't dream small. I know quite a few people, especially people on social media, who are like, oh, I wanted to achieve this goal and I wanted it this following and I wanted to do this and, you know, I wanted to do this by this age or this time period. And then they do it and they're like, oh my word, I can't believe it happened so quick. It's like, yeah, that's what happens. So don't bet against yourself. Put everything you can into what you want. Get clear on your goals if you haven't, and do it for you. Make sure you keep being a better being. Try hard for yourself and do it for yourself. Internal motivation is the best thing ever. Don't do it for others, do it for you. With that, I am going to cut it off here. I will see you in next week's episode. And that's my spiel. Love you. Bye.